The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hello, my name is Travis Bean, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. Yes, I'm back. I'll take your applause now. I got an alarm going off. Go ahead and stop that. Rejoice. Talk amongst yourselves about how glorious it is I'm back. But let's just end it now, okay? You did it. We got it out of the way. I'm here. Let's talk about Kanye. Let's talk about Kanye being invited to the Holocaust Museum. Oh, God. Why did I pick now to come back to the channel? As many of you might know, I took an extended hiatus from the Watch Under the Throne YouTube channel. Just been filling my time with other things, been writing about movies, been taking care of my newborn daughter. And I had to, my schedule got so busy and a little tough to manage that I had to cut some things out. And unfortunately, the YouTube channel was one of those things. But weirdly, I'm feeling inspired now to get back into it as things kind of ease in the household a little bit and I'm finding more time to do stuff. Strangely enough, now feels like a fitting time to talk about Kanye. not because, like, I think the things Kanye's doing now will get, like, lots of clicks and people will watch our videos. That doesn't matter to me at all. I think more of what it is as we're starting our next season of Watching the Throne, season 8 will be on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I'm feeling it's important to kind of step back into the yay realm and get a better idea of him, because part of our jobs as narrative scholars, as people who dissect stories on albums and in movies and everything, I feel like it's important to kind of invest myself in my subjects. And in Kanye, you know, we have a whole podcast about him. We have a whole YouTube channel about him. So I feel the need to kind of keep up to date with him. And anything we discuss, even this kind of stuff, like, is really important and will inform our readings of his work and help us gain a better understanding of it. And hopefully we'll translate that to you. Maybe you'll gain a better understanding of it. You'll come away learning a little bit more about Kanye and his art and who he is. And, well, unfortunately, right now what's happening is, I'm sure many of you saw, I know Chris talked about it, this tweet he sent. I don't really need to read it or want to read it. I'm sure you have all read it by now and know about it and have a reaction to it. That overwhelmingly probably isn't great. Although some people are weirdly still like defending Kanye in weird ways, like from small things, like reading into the little spacing between the words and trying to say like he wasn't saying what you think he's saying about Jewish people, which oof, I think that's a rough trail to head down. And then you have people full on just embracing the words Kanye's has said. You know, as you know, Chris is Jewish and he's had anti-Semitic remarks thrown at him already. This is the kind of stuff this rhetoric fosters. So not great all around. So Kanye tweeted this thing that we're all trying to forget that he tweeted. And the Holocaust Museum of LA issued the statement, "Words matter and words have consequences, yay. We urge you to come visit us at Holocaust Museum LA to understand just how words can incite horrific violence and genocides. The Holocaust started only with words that sadly begat stereotypes, racial and religious tropes, and blaming others, and led to the murder of 6 million Jews. At Holocaust Museum LA, it is our mission to commemorate those who were murdered, educate on the Holocaust and all genocides, including the genocide perpetrated against the American people, of which your children would be included, and inspire a more dignified and humane world." I didn't realize it included the children portion. That's an interesting touch. I feel like it brings up a whole debate. Anyway, your words reach millions and you can choose to incite or you can choose to inspire. We are located here and welcome you anytime. Well, first of all, I'll say that I actually think this would be a good idea. Like, Kanye said something pretty reprehensible. We talk about it on the latest episode of Watching the Throne, by the way, on our podcast feed. You can go find it. We had a whole discussion about Kanye's tweet and our reactions to it. And one thing we do note about Kanye is, like, he always has good intentions. Like, he's not a bad guy, despite some of the stuff he's done that has been really questionable, and a statement like this, which is reprehensible. He generally seems to have an air of, like, positivity, and when people come away from talking to him, like, they always have positive things to say. He unfortunately gets wrapped up in himself a lot, and it's I'm trying to parse my language a little bit, because, you know, you don't want to go down too many trails and, like, assume things about Kanye and make overarching statements, but essentially Kanye's going through a lot. You know, he's going through the grief of losing his family and losing people in his life, his friends, his best friend, as he said, Kid Cudi. He talked recently about losing his mom and his family and Kid Cudi. I think he said, was that the discussion with Tremaine? Like, he's going through a lot, and you say hurtful things when you hurt. That's just kind of a reality of life. It doesn't excuse what Kanye's done, but I kind of believe in him to look at what he's done and rectify it, and hopefully he takes them up on this. Like, Kanye is somebody to me who always discusses education and educating himself and listening to people and opening up and expanding his horizons, and hopefully this is kind of a first step towards that. He hasn't maybe been doing that so much lately. He's been a little self-consumed and very antagonistic. It's kind of hard to imagine how he could stay antagonistic in this arena. Like, he has pretty much resoundingly been vilified for making that statement that he made. So this would be a great first step. And not even as, like, a PR thing. He doesn't need to let people know he went to the Holocaust Museum. Like, it's just important to go and learn and understand, like, the reality of your words. And one thing I do want to say about all this, too, is I feel like I've noticed times throughout my long, long 34 years of life, almost 35. Oh, God. that this has kind of happened sometimes. Like, Mel Gibson being the most famous example, probably before Kanye, of making anti-Semitic remarks. His were pretty damning and not great, and they kind of, like, ruined him in a way. Like, he's still in movies and stuff, but he definitely, like, went from, like, A-list to, like, ooh, like, that guy. Okay. And there's always a reaction when these kinds of things are said. You can see, like, Jamie Lee Curtis issued some statement. And that kind of stuff, like, is always interesting to me. Like, nobody in the world, well, this isn't true. A lot of, we've seen people defending Kanye, but, like, 98% of the people in the world, like, don't defend the tweet Kanye sent out and understand, like, you shouldn't say those kinds of things. Like, that's hateful rhetoric. And it's always funny to see, like, celebrities jumping at the chance to, like, tweet something that they know will get millions of likes and everybody's agrees with, and just calling out Kanye. I always find that stuff kind of stupid. Like, instead of having an intelligent discussion or challenging Kanye to learn something, as is the case here with the Holocaust Museum, you just, like, vent and you vilify and you get everyone on your side, and it's a chance to, like, win points. It's always so weird. I should have pulled up the tweet, but I guess I can pull it up right here. I always just, like, I don't really understand that. Here, I'm sure it'll pop up right away. Yahoo's always there with this kind of news. Sarah Silverman. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing. You're calling out hate. Like, it is important in some ways, but it's also, like I said, like, isn't there a chance to, like, have a discourse and, like, challenge Kanye? And it feels like something better could be done than just, like, this is part of the cancel culture that Kanye's talking about. Like, I think cancel culture is a much bigger and extended discussion than he's letting it be. He's kind of making it one thing and trying to, like, hold one group of people responsible for it. Like, that's pretty silly. But also, like, it is something that's very complicated and a little out of control, and this just kind of, like, feeds into it when you're just calling someone out because you can, and you want to like get as many people as you can around this person to cancel them. It's so strange. I don't know. This is like a weird thing as a older millennial that I'm just like, I missed the boat on a little bit. Like I'm never really like there when people are having this kind of outrage towards somebody. I don't know. I guess I'm going kind of down a rabbit hole right now, and that's what this channel's all about, right? But anyway, I was also going to point out that this has happened quite a bit, even recently. You may have noticed that, you may have seen the story when Deshaun Jackson posted a quote from Hitler. Maybe he didn't realize he was posting a quote from Hitler. But because the white Jews know that the Negroes are the real children of Israel and keep America secret, and to keep America secret, the Jews will blackmail America. And you see a bunch of more not so great language here. And he did not realize that he was posting a quote from Hitler. Or maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe he thought no one would notice. and that led to a lot of disciplinary action from the Eagles. And who was the person that... You know, I had this story pulled up and... I lost it. Let's go back here. Oh, yeah, here. Julian Edelman invited Deshaun Jackson to the Holocaust Museum. This is kind of like a common thing that happens. Here we see it with Whoopi Goldberg. The chairman of Israel's National Holocaust Museum invited Whoopi Goldberg to visit, saying the now suspended co-host of ABC's The View, she got suspended for this one, has a fundamental misunderstanding of the nature of the Holocaust and anti-Semitism. Goldberg landed in hot water this week after saying that genocide of European Jews by the Nazis isn't about race. And she did apologize and everything. But on top of that, why don't you come learn a thing or two about the things you're talking about? Which, again, seems like the right course of action here. And then there's always like political things that happen. Like there was an event that... two leading Jewish conservatives ignited a firestorm Thursday when they announced in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, that should tell you a bit about this story, that the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City had told them that they would not hold an event there if Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was invited. This probably has something to do, I'm just going to like grab for a random reason from the top of my head, DeSantis's embracement of neo-Nazis, something like that. I don't know. That's probably why they wouldn't have wanted him to come there. But if you read the story, it's actually kind of a strange story. The museum of... What is this museum called? Anyway, the museum tweeted out that we didn't do that and they're more than welcome to come. Kind of strange that the Wall Street Journal posted that story and this release says like they just fabricated quotes. I don't know. That's very strange. Somebody's lying there, obviously. But as you can see, it's a very controversial arena that's always kind of been around, but I don't think it's ever gotten the publicity it does now. Like Kanye West is a lightning rod for ire and, you know, bad publicity. And he did something pretty bad here, pretty indefensible. And people are going to jump on it and let him have it. And maybe in one sense they should, like he shouldn't say those things and he needs to learn from it. But I'm kind of encouraged by a story like this. Like he should go visit the museum and learn a thing or two and maybe show people that he's open to learning more and thinking about the consequences his words have. Anyway, that's the video. I don't know why I came back and did this video. I could have eased into it a little bit more, but not talking about Kanye's tweet about Jewish people. But, you know, this is the world we live in. Thanks for watching. Listen to the show. We put out the new episode today. We were going to start season 8 today on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but we had to delay it because of all this. Like, we couldn't just release season 8 without, like, addressing what happened, you know? It would be kind of weird. But next week, we're getting back to the music. That's what this podcast was originally about. We're just going to be talking about the music. And going song by song through the album, understanding it, dissecting it, getting to know it better than we ever have before. Watch soon for some merchandise. I think we're going to be dropping merchandise next Tuesday when the 8th season of the show premieres. And yeah, that's it. Visit filmcolossus.com. It's where we write about movies. It's where I try to spend a lot of my time, but I'll keep nudging myself back in here once in a while. I promise. And I'm going to start doing some like live videos and stuff. If you have any suggestions for like weird shit I can do in those videos, just let me know. And yeah, thank you so much. Stay wavy and keep it loopy.